לחייבה משום גידש וחייב טווייס אל מה יהיה נפתחה על יסו לחייב משום צומאיה הכל פה נלבי חייב משום ואין הצומאיה דקודם זכות הספור should be וי אין בגידם maybe held אין בגידם less than time that there's no time at all in בגידם and therefore there's no list of ואין הצומאיה but it's still a call upon him לחייב משום גיד on the גיד let's be חייב משום גיד on usher then there's no problem of יסתחה על יסו יולד אין בגידם there's no taste of that גיד. So there's no problem then. There's no issa tamei on it until now. That the issa gid bichal. On the rabbi says no. Liyodam ruler b'shemin old kasover ain't begidam resen tam. Takin no tam begidam gidam osha. If so, why aren't you also on a bayim tamei? The chudazana shalad issa bichal issa only begidam osha alone. The more says erchnami v'shani hosam. The other quote the pasuk says al kain lo yochlu b'nei yisrael of gidam osha. So we dashin mi shagidi osa obsar muta. It's only us to give a nosh to something an animal that the rest of the meat you're allowed to eat. Only the gidi can eat. You have to zoo, goes out from here, a behema tameya, shegidu yasa, b'sora yasa. That's the reason of Rabbi Shimon. There's a special verse that says that the yeast to give a nosh only applies to behema that you could eat from the meat. But a behema tameya can eat from the meat, so there's no yeast to give a nosh to chal upon it. Ah, that be over at the yeast to behema tameya, that he holds no, ain't begidim leisim tam. I think the Rashba thought to explain that the Mahlaikas here of Yesh Begidim Begidim, everybody agrees the Gidam Nosha, the vein, gives off very small amount of taste. So Mahlaikas here, that small amount that it gives off, is that called the time of meat? That could be also. Or maybe no, it's not called the time of meat, it's not also. It's only a special Zerasa Kotzer, about the Yisra Gidam Nosha, it's also. But here, Al Behemoth Tameya, though, according to Rabbi Shimon, Yismutta, there's no Yisra Tidit. There's no Yisra Al Behemoth Tameya. And what then is no Yisra Gidam Nosha? The other one says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, that Oichel Gid HaNosha Shenevela. If somebody eats the Gid HaNosha of a behemoth that's in the Vela, the dog without a Shechita, so Rabbi Meir Mechayev Shtayim, Rabbi Meir holds Yechayev twice, both for the East of Gid HaNosha and for the East of Nevela. The Chachom Moimrim, Ein Mechayev Elo Achas, you only Chayev one, that's all. Well, because they hold Ein Yitzcha Alisa. Therefore, the Yisra Nevela is not chal upon the din of Gid HaNosha. And you may hold no, you say Yisra chal al Yisra over here, at least by Gid HaNosha. Nevela. That Nevela is chal upon the Yisra Gid HaNosha. But the Mor says, Umoi din chachom Rabbi Meir, for the chom agreed to Rabbi Meir. The Yoichel Gid HaNosha shal Olam, the Shashar HaNisko Shechayiv Shnayim. But if you eat the Gid HaNosha from a Korban Olam, or else from a shore that killed somebody, so the local is it's Chayiv Skil itself, and it doesn't pass on already. They made it into a shore on Yiskal. Even before they stone it, if somebody eats now from its Gid HaNosha, Shechayiv Shtayim, in these two cases, it's Chayiv twice. So Rashi says, why the Chomer is so? Because the Yisra is very Chomer. Oy Shashar on Yiskal, or else from Oyla. Omay Chum Rayu, Shasur Banor. What's the Chum Rabir that the Rasta Banor? So therefore, up until now, Gid HaNosha was Mutta Banor, it's only Yasa Bachila. Now that it's called the Yisra from the Korban Ola, or the Yisra from Shan Yisgal, that's also by Noah. This is the more common to Yisra. Here we say Yisra Chal al Yisra. Tazimor says, well, man hai tana, who is this tana? The Yisra Kolel, Yisra Chal al Yisra Lesley. But Yisra Kolel, the Yisra Chomer Islay. Who holds this? Who's the tana? Rashi with the Chomin. That the Yisra Kolel, Yisra Chal al Yisra Lesley. Only the Yisra Kol is Nisra Chomer. What's the question? What's the Purushay? Yisra Gid Chal Mishenelda. Since it's born, it's Chal Yisra Gid HaNosha. The Kodesh Mishen is not below how you did also before it became in the Vela. The Gid of it was also. Ubsara Muta, only the Gid was lost, not the Bosa. Now, once the animal dies, it becomes in the Vela. Now it's Nesar after Sarah. So, of course, it's called an Yisra Kol. It's not only being Chal upon the Gid HaNosha. It's being chal upon more things, even the basa. So, and still the chum say, you do not say yisra chal lisa. And when the animal dies and you eat the gid hanosha, you're not chayiv for nevela. Mashenkin over here, by a shor niskal, or by a korban oila, here he does say the yisra chal, because it's an yisra chomer. So who is the pshat, who is this tana that's out the tana kamo, that holds that an yisra chomer alone is not chal al lisa. Only if yisra chomer is a more chomadik yisra, then it's chal. So my man says, oh, my robo, Reb Yossi Aglili, he goes according to Reb Yossi Aglili. It's Eilis HaChalissa. just eating a davar tomei, you're not chayav koras. It's only if you eat it when you become tomei. Here, even after you became tomei, there should be that since the chayfet was also to you ready before us, nisa tuma, we say, ain nisa chalisa. Omru leis, achom sabat kabyesi, af tomei, shochel asa tomei, even a person of tomei, when he goes to eat kashim at stall, kivin shenogaboy, as soon as he touches the kashim, mitamei, it becomes tomei. And still when the person eats it, it's chayav koras. So what's trying to do with Yasi, that you say it's the boss is Tomei, and then you eat it, you're not chayav koras. So more instantly, the more says, the chuyah is sharp, the chalmi, the rabbonim, the abiyos of yuni. The chuyah, the rabbonim, say very good, that's the abiyos of yuni. What's trying to do with the abiyos of yuni? The chuyah, every time before you eat it, you are mitamei the boss of first. So it's always stated that a person that's Tomei is eating boss of Tomei, so you're chayav koras. So how could Yasi say, so you eat boss of Tomei, and not as he brought the Tameya. So in truth, the Yom HaRev, the Rebbe says, the Mitzma HaGuf, the case like this, in the case where first the person became Tamei, and at that time the boss was still tall. So Yacha, Kat Mitzma, boss, and later first the boss became Tamei. In such a case, I tell you, Kuliyam, everybody holds, Kuliyam, and I plead to Bechad, everybody holds, Tati like Yechayif. Why the Yisra Chorus Kodim? Because in regard to this person, the Chal and Nisra chorus first. Meaning, as soon as you became Tomei, there was Chal and Nisra upon you now that you're not allowed to eat Kachim. And you know right now, if you eat Kachim, you have chorus. So even before the Buster became Tomei, you had the Yisra upon yourself. Therefore, that's called that Yisra, that Yisra Chal first. Keep pleading, where is the Machlokis? In the Yisra, we are coming. Keep pleading, where is the Machlokis? The Nisra Buster, where first the Buster, this piece of Kachim became Tomei. The Yachakach Mitzma Guf, and then the Guf became Tomei. Here's the Machlokes. Rabbonin Islehu Isakolo. Rabbonin also the Swag Isakolo. The what? The Nigu, the Mechayiv, Achatichas Teros, the Almo, Mechayiv Nami, Achatichas Temeyom. In the case, even though this piece of meat became Tomei first, but now that you became Tomei, now it's Nisakolo Chal upon you, do you see now that it even other piece of meat that I told? But it's this and now it's called other pieces of meat, not only on this piece of meat that was coming until now, but even on pieces of meat of kachim that's tall, now that you became tummy nalarit, that's called the Mr. Colonel. So, the Rabbanim hold the Negro, the Mechayev, Achtichas, the Harris, since it's called Mr. Colonel on other pieces of meat, the Alma, other ones, Mechayev, Nam, Achtichas, the Tameya, Yechayev on this first piece of Tichas, the Tameya, also. Rav Yehi said, Lili, Lesla Yisakirna, this is the result of the story of Yisakirna. Why? The Nigu, Lili, doesn't know from the story of Nigu. The verse of Lili holds, but Yisakirna, still you say, Ein Yisakal Lissa. Sumar says, but Rav Yehi said, Lili, need the Yisakirna, Lesla Yisakal, but still, why don't I say, Yov Yisakhomo, Yichol Yisakal? Or my Nigu, Tumma Saguf. Sure, too much just to call it the Tumma Kash on the Yisra Gmili here. The Chura is an Yisra Chomer now. True. Even though the piece of meat first became Tomei, it was an Yisra on this meat already. But the Chura now that you become Tomei, that's an Yisra Chomer. Not only Chal on this piece of meat, you can eat it. It's Chal either on even another piece of meat. That's Tor. And this Yisra now, not only is a Chomer, but it's also an Yisra Chomer. Now if you eat the piece of meat, you have chorus. So, still, wasn't this Yosemis? Smur says that no, Omer of Ashi, Rashi says, Man Leimelon, who told you? The Tumma Sagus Chamura, who told you the fact that you became Tomei? And now when you eat Kachim, even though you have chorus, who said that Siddid on Issa Chamur, a more strict Issa, Dilma maybe Tumas Besa Chamura, maybe the fact that Besa became Tomei, that's the more strict, that's the more chumrah. Why? The less letayah b'mitzvah. Because once the meat became tummy, it can't be matayah, and oichel can't become tar anymore. There's no deal to put oichel in the mikvah. If only lech of a man, another more kevim become tummy, that you can matayah them in the mikvah. But when the meat, when the oichel becomes tummy, there's no way to matayah it. So maybe if I can't, maybe when the oichel became tummy, that's considered the more chumrah b'mitzvah. And that's why later, when the Issa on the Guf is Chal, even if it's Mr. Kolo, but not called a Chomer, that's why it's not Chal. So, Koponim, we're coming out right now, according to the Issa Lili, could be that a regular Issa Kolo does not hold from, but it's possible to say maybe Mr. Kolo, which is more chomer, maybe that he would hold from. So that's from the Rabbanim before that a regular Issa Kova don't hold from, where it becomes an Issa of a Kova Noma, of a Shohan Iskos, Issa Banos, the more chomer big Issa, then it is Chal. That's the most question, Mechlau, Rabbi Yossi had